I am joined in the studio right now by a friend. Actually, you're more than a friend. You're also my health insurance broker. the man who I call the person on this planet who knows more about health care and Obamacare than anybody alive, Stephen Tucker. Steve is the head of smallbusinessinsuranceservices.com. He also has a site called truthaboutobamacare.com. Mr. Tucker, thanks for joining us.
Joe, it's good to be back in studio with you.
It's great to be with you. And what we're going to do, folks, for the next half hour is we're going to talk about how this legislation is going to impact you as an individual, you as a small businessman or woman, and what you need to do to get your arms around this and prepare for it. We want to take your questions, specific questions you might have for Steve Tucker, 312-642-5600. As I said, he's not only my friend, he's not only my health care advisor, he's my insurance guy, baby. I get my health care insurance coverage through Steve Tucker. There's nobody better. And if you're a small business person out there, you know, I'll put in a plug for him. You need to be throwing some business Steve Tucker's way if you want to prepare yourself and do the best you can to avoid the danger that is Obamacare. So we're going to take your calls and your questions in the next segment. Line up. Steve, first, one big issue that I get thrown at a lot is from our seniors, our senior friends, who are so worried and concerned about this legislation's impact on Medicare. And we hear politicians all over the road when it comes to how Obamacare is impacting Medicare. But as you look at this next year or two, what's coming?
What we're going to see are cuts to hospitals, doctors, and home health care clinics. This was the president's answer to reforming Medicare. Both he and others who looked at this issue saw the CMS report, they saw the chief Medicare actuary's report, and they saw that Medicare would be bankrupt by 2016. And so something had to be done. I mean, that was 4 years out from last year's assessments. And so the president's answer was to simply cut reimbursement ratios. Instead of looking at intelligent ways to reform Medicare, such as people like Paul Ryan had proposed, people like Ron Wyden and others, and even Alice Rivlin before that. So instead of just looking at these intelligent options, very similar to the way we reformed Medicare Part D and Part C, they simply just cut across the board. So we're already seeing the effects of these cuts. We're seeing hospice centers closing down and filing for bankruptcy. We're seeing cancer centers turning away senior citizens and others with cancer.
We're seeing that these sorts of things right now.
Right now. And so we're just going to see more of that, because if you actually read the CMS report, you actually read the chief Medicare actuary's report, Mr. Foster's assessment toward the end of the 2012 and 2011 reports, were that the Obamacare legislation will cut over the first 10 years of its full implementation and then over 20 years, $5 trillion from Medicare, $4.95 trillion. So we kick around these numbers of $716 billion, and that is the initial cuts. But the total cuts, again, according to the chief Medicare actuary, is that it will cut $4.95 trillion from Medicare.
Steve, if you're a, and everybody, I'm with Steve Tucker, smallbusinessinsuranceservices.com. If you're a 74 or a 75-year-old senior right now, what should be your biggest fear?
Biggest fear is not access to care. You know, I'm not as much concerned about seniors at this age now. What I'm concerned about is where Medicare will go in 5 years,
six years,
10 years.
Where's it going?
It's going to a point where it's going to be bankrupt, and we're not going to have another option. Traditional fee-for-service Medicare has over $40 trillion in unfunded liabilities. Traditional fee-for-service Medicare will not last past 2023 unless something is done. The only reason the president got it to last past 2016 to 2023 was by making those aforementioned cuts, the $716 billion, $136 billion to Medicare Advantage. So unless something is done to reform these things, there will be no fee-for-service Medicare. And that's my primary concern, is to develop a more intelligent way to do these things. And these proposals are out there. We don't even have to think them up.
Yeah, yeah. I'm also, Steve, hearing from listeners as I travel the state as well, all over the state, already throwing examples of rise in premiums. Mm-hmm. We're beginning to see that now in a big way, aren't we?
Yeah, and actually, I saw that in 2010, right after the medical loss ratios were implemented. I started seeing massive premium increases. I then started losing carriers that I could offer to the public. I've now lost 13 health insurance companies that I was licensed with prior to the healthcare law that are now out of business or stopped selling health insurance, and they've left thousands and thousands of Americans without their plan, even though the president promised you could keep your plan.
You know, 312-642-5600. I'm with Steve Tucker, smallbusinessinsuranceservices.com. He knows more about Obamacare and how it would impact your business and your individual health care than anybody I know. Call and ask him a question. My youngest child, Steve, is 18 years old, and he had a great summer job last summer, and he's trying to get back and work for that same employer this year. And the employer talked to him and literally got into Obamacare with him. Mm-hmm. He had 61 employees last summer. Mm-hmm. He's now down to 49 because he had to get below this magic number of 50. And now this guy doesn't even know, great guy, if he's going to be able to bring my son on. The impact on sort of what small businessmen and women need to be doing right now.
Yeah, they need to be preparing. We're running short in time before 2014. In fact, the exchange is open 10-1. But when these $2,000 or $3,000 fines will be levied upon employers with 50 or more full-time equivalents, that begins in January of 2014,
okay.
if they're not offering a qualified health plan. So there's a little-known section of the IRS code that will remain after 2014 that allows employers with 50 or more employees or less than 50 employees to position themselves where they can still control their health care costs and offer quality benefits to their employees, whether they're full or part-time.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to meet with someone who understands this particular section of the IRS code and implement these plans so that they're prepared by 2014. And I've been using that code for 20 years.
What's the other primary topic regarding Obamacare that's out there are these health care exchanges. And when you try to put your arms around this, Steve, it's so confusing. Some states are accepting them. Some states don't want them. Some states are expanding Medicaid. Some states don't want to expand Medicaid. Steve Tucker, these health care exchanges seem like an unworkable mess to me.
They are. They're going to be very expensive to the taxpayer. We're expanding eligibilities for these advanced premium tax credits. See, we're going to make health insurance appear to be less expensive by asking the few, the proud, the 51% of us left paying income taxes in this country to subsidize massive portions of these very expensive health insurance plans. So in 2014, when you go into the exchange, you're going to see the cost for a family to be about $14,000 a year. Well, when you plug in your annual income, your MAGI, Modified Adjusted Gross Income, it's going to link to the Internal Revenue Service site. And they're going to see what you're making. Hopefully, it'll be accurate because otherwise you'll owe them back, the Internal Revenue Service. But then it's going to artificially lower the cost of health insurance. For an average family making $51,000 a year, that's going to lower their cost by $10,600 a year. That's courtesy of the taxpayer. So some people are going to love it. The reason that congressional members right now are secretly meeting to get out of these exchanges is because most of them, as you know, Joe, are making more than $92,000 a year for a family. So they're going to be paying that $14,000, or according to the CBO, that $20,000 premium by 2016, and they're not going to have any subsidies. That's why they want to retain the congressional health plan they have now.
You're familiar with the Society of Actuaries. They came out with a study, I believe, a month or so ago that just showed astronomical rises in premiums projected for later this year and next year. I mean, Steve, we're talking state to state, some increases of 32, some increases of 60 to 80%.
Yep. And here's another reason to meet with a knowledgeable broker. Even if you don't meet with me, meet with somebody who knows this law, because it is an option for health insurance carriers to participate in these exchanges. They do not have to do so. But if they do, under the law, any plan they offer outside the exchange, once they're offering a plan inside the exchange, must be commensurate in every detail, which is going to drive up the cost of health insurance for all their plans. So the smart carriers are not going in the exchange.
Why?
Because they don't want to be able to have their hands tied and not offer cheaper products outside the exchange. They'll be able to shift the deductible, offer attractive HSA qualified plans. All these options are taken away once they have a presence in the exchange.
312-642-5600. I'm with Steve Tucker, smallbusinessinsuranceservices.com. also has a site called truthaboutobamacare.com, knows more about this legislation than anybody I know. Steve, get back into this whole notion of already we're seeing examples of rationing of care.
Yeah, you just have to Google what's going on. You know, I have the articles listed up on my site, but you have hospice centers in California and other places in the country that have closed down because the cuts have been made already and are beginning to be made. You've got cancer centers that are closing down, and I still have yet to figure out why they are blaming the sequester when we all know the real reason these Medicare cuts are happening. And so this is only after a $40 billion cut, which was the sequester. Wait until the $716 billion, the initial cuts, and then the eventual $4.95 trillion is cut to Medicare. And the saddest thing about this is that this is being cut from people who paid into this program their entire life to give a benefit to people who never did.
Yeah. Hey, 312-642-5600. We've got him here. We've got the Obamacare expert here. You want to know what you can do to protect your business? You want to know where you can go to shop for the best coverage you can with this monster called Obamacare on top of your head? I'm with Steve Tucker. 312-642-5600.
The revolution has been reloaded. It's the Joe Walsh Show.
We have got to repeal Obamacare. But until we do, you better know how it's going to affect you, and you better figure out how best to deal with it, whether you're a small business person or an individual. 312-642-5600. I've got the expert in the studio. He's my friend. He's my healthcare advisor. He's my healthcare broker, Steve Tucker, head of smallbusinessinsurancesservices.com. You're a small business person or an individual, there's nobody better to deal with to figure out this complicated Obamacare world we find ourselves living in. Call him up with any question right now, 312-642-5600. Let's start with Drew. Drew, you're on with Steve Tucker.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm a general contractor, self-employed, in the Northern Illinois area, and I have my own policy, my wife and I, and it's a Blue Cross Blue Shield policy, and I'm over the $91,000 limit that you just mentioned in your last segment, and I was wondering how it's going to affect me and what steps I should be taking.
Steve.
Drew, thanks for calling, first of all. Second of all, hang on to that policy for dear life, because if you do not and you go with a carrier that's going to be inside the exchange, it's going to have to do what they call metalize, which means that the policy will have to conform to at least the bronze plan in the exchange. And there are carriers that are telling us right now that if they renew in 2014, they can expect at least a doubling of their premiums. So I'm telling everybody right now, you stick with a carrier that's not going to the exchange. One of them is the biggest carrier in the country, United Healthcare. They have a division through Golden Rule called United Health One. It's an individual series of products. And that's where I'm pushing a lot of clients. And it's contrary to my nature because I'm a broker, but I see a carrier who's not going in the exchange, and they're looking at 15% renewals for 2014, 15, and 16. I cannot offer that with other products that are going in the exchange.
Thanks, Drew. 312-642-5600. Ask Steve Tucker, smallbusinessinsuranceservices.com, your question. Let's go to Cynthia. Cynthia, you're on with Steve Tucker.
Oh, hi. I just wondered, did you just say that they were going to cut Medicare under Obamacare?
Yes. Cuts have already begun to Medicare. They began in 2010.
Well, what are the options for seniors?
Well, if we can get a different president and we can take control of the Senate, we can implement the ideas that were implemented in 2012 and as late as 2011 by Paul Ryan and Ron Wyden. It was their reform plan for Medicare. And all it does is emulate what was done with Part D. And Part D has been consistently lower than the projected cost. In fact, it's about 45 or 46% lower than the projected cost. It's because we've allowed the private insurance industry to compete, as we did with Medicare Advantage, which is Part C.
Great. Cynthia, thank you. Let's go to Larry. You're on with Steve Tucker. Larry, welcome.
Hi. Hey, I'm a police officer in the suburbs of Illinois.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Do you think that the municipalities are going to start changing our insurance or force us out of our good Blue Cross Blue Shields?
Depends on how many people are on the plan. I'm sure it's a group plan through a municipality. They are also looking at this section in the IRS code. Many municipalities have already transformed so that they're able to still offer health insurance and be able to control their costs. And so it's nothing more than offering a defined contribution instead of a defined benefit. And so that's what I encourage any municipality to look into. If they don't know how to do it, call me.
Great.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Larry. 312-642-5600. We're with Steve Tucker, smallbusinessinsuranceservices.com. Knows Obamacare better than anyone. Hey, Steve, we got a question from a listener here. What if someone hires someone already on Medicare who's 65 years or older?
If they are 65 or older, they're better off. If they have a group plan, then they can put them on and become the Medicare primary payer. But it's also a lot easier for them to just take Medicare and then take a Medicare supplement. I would not recommend Medicare Advantage at this juncture because the president is cutting $136 billion from that program because it's working too well and paying doctors too much.
Steve, people on individual plans, what's their biggest concern or fear?
Premium increases and being positioned with the wrong carrier right now. If your carrier is going in the exchange, and the way to find out is to just call them and ask them, will they have a presence in the exchanges in Illinois or other states? If they are, you should be removing yourself or at least looking at other options from carriers that are not going in the exchange, because those plans, when they metalize, you're looking at very large rate increases.
Steve Tucker, smallbusinessinsuranceservices.com, also has a site called truthaboutobamacare.com. He's my friend, and he's my insurance broker. If you've got issues or problems or questions with how best to cover yourself, your business, your employees, with everything we're looking at, with Obamacare coming down the pike, contact Steve Tucker. Go to his website, smallbusinessinsuranceservices.com. There's nobody around who can help you figure out your way around Obamacare better than Steve Tucker. Steven, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Joe.
We're back.
Stay up to date with the latest. Visit WalshFreedom.com.